calling Dorothy Jane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. It's the husband and the dad trying to communicate with his family. I watched an interesting program today, which was recorded yesterday, the day before, from it was James White and Brown. What's his name? Michael Brown. The two of them, you know, James White, the Reformed Calvinist, Michael Brown, the Charismatic. They had a hour, 2 hour long discussion because they don't see eye to eye on things. But they respectfully have a dialogue, and apparently they've been doing this for like 20 years. So they have agreed that they look at the scripture differently, but they look at each other as brothers and communicate, and it's a marvelous example. The other example is James White and Yasser Qadhi, the Muslim Inman. They too both have a good relationship, and they respect each other. They communicate with each other, and they have rational dialogues, respecting the fact that each party looks at the other party as going to hell. Because obviously the Muslim looks at the Christian and say, you're missing it. The Christian looks at the Muslim and say, you're missing it. But they're willing to have a rational dialogue. I think in both these cases is a wonderful example. And of course, in the case of Michael Brown and James White and Yasser Qadhi, all three of them are willing to look at the other parties and say, this is why I think you're wrong. Here's my evidence. I'm bringing the evidence to the table. And let's discuss this. Because obviously, one of the advantages of you correcting me where I'm wrong is if I'm wrong, I'm wrong on a rather big issue, and I want to be corrected. And I think that's what people who actually are seeking the truth want. That's the model I want to see set before you. That's the model I'm trying to do with Jim Cross, Rhonda Cranes, and Chris Bitterman. And I want my kids to see that. And obviously, those three gentlemen are refusing to come to the table. Your dad would once in a while tiptoe, but not jump in. When he refers to the Talmud, I'm sorry, we got a real, real problem. So let me point out again, the man who loves you is not your dad. It's me, Dorothy Jane. I love you.